too?
I'm gonna quit my job, nigga.
What do you do?
9 to 5, I'm gonna quit it.
What do you do at the 9 to 5?
Human.
I'm gonna quit, man.
Over it.
Yeah. He's been saying this for 2 years. Yeah, man.
The process of quitting. The process of quitting is traumatizing, yeah. Bro. Like, it's not easy. Yeah.
Plus, he's a committed guy, though. That's how you can tell.
Yeah.
We chilled.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Yes.
I just quit my job. I just quit it.
Yo, bro.
Bye. Deuces.
Wow, guys.
All right, guys.
Let's go.
Tell the manager off.
We're ready to fuck off.
Our fans are not disturbing us audio-wise.
Okay. Oh, those kind of fans. I'm thinking fans.
We got a leaf here.
Like, we got fans disturbing us?
No, you can throw it away.
It's because I think it was...
Crazy.
Alright.
We good? Okay. Today we get to sit with three of Gagasi FM's newest signees. They are Lwandle Masoka, Nkuli Mbatha, and Hamza Luthuli. Now, if you are a Durbanite, you'll recognize these names from Durban's very own Durban Youth Radio. These three radio presenters have each emerged from the ranks of community radio all in one go and have landed themselves in the Gagasi FM family. Welcome to Deeply Rooted World. Today we have Lwandle Masoka. Lwandle is described as market savvy and forward thinking. She is described as having a good understanding of station operations and listener preferences. She's a unique radio host with 2 years of experience in radio, dedicated to thorough research and breaking news coverage, with success in editing and script writing. Nkuli Mbatha, who is originally from Pietermaritzburg, describes her brand as being built on the very essence of her name, Nonkululeko, she who births freedom. Nkuli studied drama and performance studies at UKZN. She used to host the DYR breakfast show from 6 to 9 a.m. and is currently doing the early rises from 4 to 6 a.m. Saturdays and the massive weekend from 1 to 4 a.m. Sundays on Gagasi FM. Hamza Luthuli loves connecting people and is driven by results, always pushing forward the best in all he does. Hamza has always had a great passion for radio and was greatly influenced by greats such as DJ Fresh, the late Chili M, Adil, Fat Joe, and others. Hamza graduated from a 2-year radio production course at the Creative Arts College in Durban Central and officially began his journey on air 6 to 7 years ago, where he joined campus radio in 2017 at DUT Radio, where he spent 3 to 4 years. In 2020, he joined community radio station Durban Youth Radio and hosted the weekend breakfast show for 3 years. His plan was always to one day join Gagasi FM. And he says, although it took a while, it was worth the wait. Welcome, Lwandle, Nkuli, and Hamza. How are you guys doing today?
Well, after that intro, it's getting good.
It's the one, hey? It's the one.
Amazing. I know you guys said that you're so used to being on the other side of the microphone.
Right. Yeah.
So today it's such a privilege for us at Deeply Rooted to be asking you guys the questions and get to know you guys more.
Such an honor.
So my first question, what inspired each of you to get into radio? And I'd like to start with Hamza, please.
My inspiration at radio is basically, I think, like you mentioned when you were introducing us, you know, personally, I like connecting with people, you know, and I felt like radio was the best platform for me to do that. So that's how I really started my whole thing. And just by looking up to a lot of people who are already doing that in that platform. And yeah, that's how it really kickstarted, you know, that's how my radio journey started.
Amazing. Lwandle?
Yeah, like, my story is quite funny. Let me just say. So, me being even here, I was not even inspired to be a presenter. I always wanted to be a behind-the-scenes girl. I always wanted to be like in a content production. So that's how I started off at DYR. And funny enough, who inspired me to go into radio was none other than my programs manager. I'm about to drop it now.
Your ex-programs manager.
Well, I mean, he is still my programs manager. I would say that because till date, Shane, JD Mdu still holds my hand and we're still in contact. We've never broken it. And I believe with where I am, it's because of him. None other than my radio presenters, no. It was just JD Mdu. He pushed me and I just became who I wanted to be because I studied something that was more behind the scenes, not in front of the scenes. But JD Mdu, shout out to you.
Amazing. Ngule.
My radio journey began, I think, at a very young age. I'd listen to the likes of your Bertha Chiruma, your Azania Musaka, and I'm like, these powerful women. And it just felt like I had to be part of it. And I think, shout out to my sister, her name is Mashandu, she goes by Mashandu, and she always encouraged me, even like I was in primary, I was doing like little demos and making her listen, and you need someone to go, you can do it. And she was that person for me, still is. And I just thought that the intimacy, and I still love the intimacy of radio that you won't get in any other platform. It's just you, it's the listener, it's just so intimate. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me is just gold. And I'm so happy and so lucky to be able to do this, something that's been in my dream for almost 10 years. Yeah.
Shout out to your sister.
Shout out.
So my next question, you know, having all emerged from community radio, do you think it's important for radio presenters to start at a community level in radio? We've seen the majority of very successful radio presenters start at that level. We've seen some helicopter in from certain angles. What are your thoughts about the importance of starting at community level radio in your radio journey?
I think it's very important. I remember when I was in Creative Art College, they signed us off, like, to go to radio station that we prefer to go to and do,
intern.
Yes, an intern. So I chose Gagas. And I went, wow. Yeah, I did.
Right?
I did. Some of the people that I was in class with, they chose Ukozi, and we all went different directions. Mm. So I went to Gagas, and then after the whole journey, then I think Petro Bugatti was there at that time, who was the programs manager. Now he's with Fuma FM. Told me, Uti, you know what, this journey was great. I hope you learned something. Now it's time for you to actually go and get some sort of experience, you know? And I took that into consideration because then I needed to go and get my niche. And I started off in campus radio. And even in campus radio, you know, I was still trying to find myself. And, you know, from there to community radio station, I think that's when I started really understanding, we would say, my relevance and my voice, you know, what it means, and my signature, you know, and my style of doing radio. So it's very important to answer your question. To start off, because I mean, if somebody comes and drops you on top of the mountain, you know, it's a one-shot moment. If you mess it up, it's done, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you've got some sort of experience, when you get there, you know exactly what you
nice
need to
analogy.
Do.
Nice mm-hmm. analogy.
You know, so, for me, I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Adding on to Uhamza, it's very important to start at community, but also if you have the privilege of starting campus radio, that's even great because you're getting to get comfortable with the mic. And me and I didn't have the opportunity like Hamza and Unguli to start a campus, but I started immediately and community. And I mean, I was left with the show and I was like thrown into the deep end. And I was like, I can't even, you know, move the desk and all that thing. But I mean, answering your question, it's very important because come on, you don't even know the desk. What the hell's gonna happen? What's gonna happen with you, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, very important.
Yeah, I think to add on to two of my friends, what they've said is very profound. Mm. And I think it more than anything, it's like a kickstart, it's a booster.
Mm.
So you hit the ground running when you get there. And I think that's something that we trying to do as well. We're trying to grasp everything because with each level, there's something new to learn. And I think it's so great. It's like, you know,
ordinary school life, grade one, grade two, grade three, you know, if you just jump to grade seven, it's going to be a little bit hard. But I think the people, I respect the people who get to do that as well, who are amazing radio broadcasters, but they'll tell you that their first day was on commercial radio and they're doing really well. I think we're just lucky to have gotten that kickstart and we're just like really blessed, I think.
Super. Oh, you wanted to say something else?
No, I just wanted to add to what you were saying, Ugutsi. I think radio, like everything, you mean, I mean, even just doing what we're doing, it requires a certain confidence level.
Yeah,
you know, so starting off from where we started, you need that radio confidence, you know, so it's very, very important to build that start. Because I mean, when we got to Gagasi, it was almost like we're starting all over again. Yeah,
true. Very true.
You know, because now we're tuning into another frequency of confidence.
Yeah,
you know, so you need that.
Yeah, and I know you are on the beginning stages for you guys. I mean, If you have like a late show and you make a little boo-boo, it's like,
not,
oh,
it's okay.
No, listen, it's not. It's not. I mean, wait. First of all, the desk is not the same. The desk is not the same.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of channels that you need to learn. And I remember my first day when I did it, I just went blank. Luckily, I had Nguni there. And I couldn't... I didn't even know what the hell was going on. I was like, what the hell? And I was shadowing the whole time. I'm like, Jereva.
It's not like you're doing the first time.
But I mean, you're used to it. But it's a wider audience. And I mean, with DORR, there are people that are listening to you. I mean, it's your friends, your family. But I mean, to be honest, they will be tuning to Gagasi.
Yeah.
And you're getting like a zillion of WhatsApp messages coming through. And you're overwhelmed with all of that. It's like, what's the one scene?
You need your self-esteem.
So I mean, community gives you that confidence to build you and mold you as a greatest presenter as well.
Nice.
I mean, we didn't lose ourselves.
I think you found yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Staying on the topic on the importance of community radio station, you know, in 2023, we've got things like online radio, podcasts, various levels of radio, as you mentioned, campus, community, commercial, internet.
Yeah.
Do you feel that community radio is still relevant in 2023? And if so, how?
Is community radio still relevant?
Yeah.
Definitely,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, from what we all just explained, even no matter why you're going into any channel of radio, it could be your podcast, you still need to be able to present, because radio, you need to be able to present on air, you need to speak, you need to have the confidence to speak. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that, you can't, I mean, come on. We can all speak, but when you get to that mic, Misifigili mic, umpoko mwa figa this way, you get intimidated by that mic, right? It's like, what the hell?
Also, there's an art to it.
Yes.
It's not just to go to Yakulumanji. There's an art to it, the artists as broadcasters.
Yes.
And I think for people who still want to get into that space, they need community radio. But also, the beautiful thing about community radio, besides it being a career, is the people around it. So the community at DORR, it's like family.
Yes.
The community at a certain, it's just this beautiful thing. And I think it's everlasting.
Yes.
It's just that beautiful connection. And as I've already said, an intimacy that I don't think you can find anywhere.
Yeah.
It's different. It's set apart. It's radio. It's beautiful. It's glorious. I could go on forever. You know, so I think there's time for it.
Yeah.
100 years later, ask me, even if I'm dead, wake me up. It's going to still be here.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
You're going anywhere.
What?
So
my next question is, as radio presenters, you have gotten to engage with and interview some of the most amazing superstars, celebrities, public personas. I'd love for each of you, starting with Nguli, and this time we'll work, you know, from Nguli to Lwandle and then to Hamza. I'd love to hear about your favorite or your best interview that you've had thus far, and who it was with, and if you could just give us a little bit of juice.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I, quite a few actually.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite ones that are quite a lot of them are at Campus Radio. The Less, I had a really beautiful conversation with him. I was with this guy over here. We were at the same show actually. He's really, really nice, but I think my ultimate favorite. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and this lady over here. We went now. But I think my favorite one at DYR has to be with Tuladu. She does fresh food with Tuladu.
Oh, yes.
An amazing woman with her daughter. And I was just inspired. I don't know, I love women who are just powerful. I have this huge crush on them. You know, don't side eye me. But I fall in love with women who are like go-getters. And I think that lady and her daughter are go-getters. And she said that her daughter was studying something else. I can't remember. It was, I think, a couple of months ago. Was studying something else. And she kept saying that she doesn't want to do it anymore. Mm. And her mom was like, what do you want to do? She's like, I want to cook with you. Yeah. And here they are now cooking up a storm. And they loved, you know, and they just every day they're working for what they got. Mm. And it's just so empowering and so beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
DYR guys, I could go on for days. I had the most amazing shout out to all my artists and interviewees that I had in studio and telephonically. But I would say, I have funny enough, I'm wearing one of my interviewees' hats, by the way. Wow. Sipho Hotsticks Sipho Mabuza. I mean, I had Ubabu Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza, the legend himself, in studio, and it was, I mean, my mother, my dad, my grandmother used to listen to Mculo Wakhe. Also growing up, I mean, I listened to his music throughout my mother, and I had him in studio, so that was something that was so sentimental to me, because I was like, wow, a living legend. I get to speak to him, I get to engage with him, get to speak about his life. And Umam Lilian Dube, I had her as well. I had Touchline. Shout out to Touchline. That, I mean, saying that he's the most influential rapper, especially because I've never ever met a rapper who doesn't rap in vulgar. So that's one guy that I was like, wow, because music touches the soul, music touches the kids, everybody's relatable to Touchline. So he even gave me this text. I was like, yo, shout out to you, man. I also had Aubrey Kwana coming in studio. Imagine Aubrey Kwana, bro. It was like, wow, this is a lot, bro. I was like, I'm stunned. So those were just one of the few that I can say, just from the top of my head. Flame as well, I had him as well. Roy, also had Roy, such a beautiful guy. He had to explain how those three eyes are. We do like, yeah, those and. Original J Jody also had him as well. So yeah, those are just having to speak to all those people and women as well. But yeah, but those were just the people that actually came to studio. I was inspired by those.
Yeah, hi. Man. My journey, I think I have quite a few, but obviously the best, you know, that I really enjoyed. I mean, from our campus, like Nkule was saying, like we've done a lot of interviews because we were in one show, Speak and Down. But like when I was doing my own show by myself, I think AKA,
oh wow,
in campus, that was massive. You know, wow. That was a big one.
Was that at DUT?
At DUT, yeah. So it dropped.
We also have Nasty.
Yeah. So yes.
Nasty.
So he dropped. I Touched My Blood at that time, you know, and at that time, Babu Sanda and King Anubonang and stuff, man. And that was the whole thing on social media, Beyonce, whatever, you know. Anyways, I figured at the studio, and I really enjoyed that interview for one reason, because as big as he was, the guy was very professional. He was there on time, and as nervous as I was, you know, they came, left their things in the studio, went outside and smoked. Students came upstairs, what while I felt like a celebrity for one.
You know? He did.
Yeah,
he
I did. Like, yeah, guys.
I bought a
it. You did it, man.
You know, so yeah, man. Like, and then from there, even about that we've been managing artists, that's how I started building. And then from campus to community radio stations, then I had Kostic, RIP to him as well, even though it was telephonic, but I enjoyed that interview as well. And who else? Azana. I also enjoyed Opri Kwane. It was the best interview, but I enjoyed it. And I think out of all of them, it was Sanel Musician. I think
a very
humble guy, man. Like, you know, the storyline. I think I would rate the interview if it was really, really good. It's like planning a link, you know, you do a link and then you deliver it. You know what I mean? And I actually did it exactly how I wanted to do it.
Wow.
That's how the interview went. Yeah. I felt like each and every question that I asked, everything was smooth. And as a result, I have those two interviews kept in my archive, which is AKA and Sanel. The rest, you know?
The rest, guys. Japanese club.
Yo, that's so special, Hamza. Yeah. Especially with the AKA and the Costa Titch ones. I mean, in hindsight, we're now getting to see so much footage of him and the genuine human being that he was, you know, beyond just the music. So shout outs.
And funny enough, man, like before that incident took place, I think because there's a guy who actually manages him, Fagzo, Nutiyama and stuff, and then. So we were talking about the fact that Ubuti, there was going to be an album that was going to come out, and they were going to organize. They asked me to organize an interview for that album when it came out, and so.
Mass Country.
You know, yes, when Mass Country came out, when we were in the old studios, at Dewar Art Studios, so they were planning to actually execute that.
So they remembered you from.
Yeah, well, we still have contacts. You
guys,
know,
funny
we,
enough,
the managers, we keep contact with them.
Funny enough, Mass Country, I started listening to it today.
You know,
I only got the chat. Like, I was like, today is the day I'm actually gonna listen to it because I just wanted to die from everybody's excitement.
Yeah,
because I wanted to listen to it and understanding, not with people tweeting and people telling their own narrative. And I have to say, Boozy freestyle, oh man, he did the things there. Yes, so shout out to, I mean, RIP to AKA, shout out to the team as well, shout out to everybody.
While we're on that, does anyone else have a favorite? On Mass Country, I mean, while Lwandle just mentioned her face.
I mean, man. What is the other one? Two girls, that's enough.
Company. Company is really.
Yeah.
And funny enough, before my shows end, it has to come in, and I back announce it. And I'm just like, yes, it's just so nice to jump into.
Yeah.
You know, they're just beautiful songs to back announce, and I've had the. So, Company is easily a favorite for me.
Yeah. You know, funny thing about music, man. While you're on that subject, it's a funny thing about music is that it would say it takes time. You know, when the album came out, I was like, I'm not quite sure. But now it's kicking in, you know, it kicked in like the Company song.
Yeah.
I really like the one that it does with Kuli China. You know what I mean? Like, that was one of my favorite.
Yeah,
but it took a while, you know, to settle in, you know, and like Mass Country.
It's a beautiful, beautiful album.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Pretty much.
I'm so happy for all the success it's reaching online.
Yeah.
So my next question, you know, CeeLo made a joke. He was like, you didn't have to go to Joburg for this interview. So my next question is, as Durban creatives, as Durban media personalities, how do you feel we can improve the structure and the industry, the creative industry, within KZN, within Durban, if you have any bits of wisdom, any ideas, any, you know, just comments on how you feel we can improve, because we still have a long way to go. Although we're doing really, really good, we still have a long way to go. What are your thoughts on that?
So who's going first?
I can go first. I think with the current issue with the creative space, especially with radio, is there's this thing of talent versus personality that we're currently facing. You know, in some radio station, they balance it off, of course, at the end of the day, but they see airtime, you know.
Yeah.
But in some, you know, radio stations that I won't mention, you know, there's a lot of personalities, you know. So then the talent, which is the raw talent, which is out there, the ones like us, we'll be trying to, you know, to push because they don't have big names. Nobody knows us, you know. That's the current challenge that we currently have in a broad spectrum. You find people who are personalities coming from TV, which is great, they're artists, you know, or music, or whatever the case is. Then they come and occupy radio, which is radio personalities. You know, we don't sing, we don't act, you know what I mean? And we always get, like for us, for example, Gaga CFM, you find that there's going to be a personality and a radio artist, a personality and a radio artist, yeah. personality and a radio artist, which is, I think if they could have more radio artists, you know, than personalities, because my bees are my personalities, let's be honest. The next thing, they buy a shooter, you know, the next thing, I get to come on doing, you know, so there's a lot of people.
And then we have to stand in for them.
Yes, and it becomes... You know, it becomes very, very, very hard to make to get a breakthrough. It's very hard,
yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of personalities. I think if we could give, you know, my chances more towards the
raw talent.
Yeah, more talent. I think it's.
Yeah, I mean, adding on to Hamza, he's quite right, and I think how to improve it is just not necessarily balancing it, but also just giving other people that went to school and studied it. And a fresh talent. I mean, you can push those ama personalities into something else, but I mean, it's so refreshing to go on air and listen to someone that you've never ever heard.
Yeah.
You know, because we need to give each other the ilo, the tool. So if we could just unite and just support one another and siqhubeke siphushane, and nathi being the person that I am, I mean, I don't come from a well-known background. I didn't do anything out of the extraordinary. I'm just a normal girl from a pine town. And it was just my luck. It took me 4 no's from Gaga CFM to get where I am, you know. So I got there and I'm happy and I'm willing. So if only another personality or radio talent could be able to assist where they could, don't block a message. Try help abanye abantu that want to get into that industry. And don't be selfish with the knowledge that you have. I'm not saying hold their hand, but just give like leo insights. Listen, this is how you do it. Don't just sell us dreams. You know, we get that all the time. Like, it's going to take time. And you're thinking, okay, but if I'm looking at your background, umawako is... You know, so we know all of that, and it's not rocket science. I mean, we see it every single day, and I mean our numbers. I mean, I'm ranking on 3K on followers. So if anybody has to come to me and ask me, oh, I want to get into radio, I try my best, and then give Jane, and I tell them, look, listen, it takes time, and I mean, if you have a great support structure, and you align yourself with great people, you're gonna get where you need to be.
Yeah.
Just align yourself with Abantu, but as creators, we need to be supportive as well, and we need to be able to give out information as nice. And don't be a gatekeeper. You obviously can't tell me gatekeeper. Oh, gatekeepers are the worst. But Guli, you can go on.
I like what Lwandle is saying,
yeah.
In terms of like supporting. I think, you know, there's nothing as beautiful as someone that you trust and look up to,
yeah.
Come and tell you that I think you could grow, you could be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Vusi Letswalo, that's what he did for me,
yeah.
Many years ago, before I even started, 10 years ago actually. And he's like, you have a great voice and I think you could be great.
Mm.
And I think on my worst days, I go back and say, the great Vusi Letswalo said to me that I could be great and I could do it.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, if you are a big OG and you are in the industry, I think just like, don't forget the people that are coming, because it's like, this is like a marathon. You pass on the baton to the next. You can't be forever on radio. You know, there's somebody else that's coming in. And I think, that's for people who are trying to get in. I think for us, I think we would be able to tell how hard the journey is.
It is.
And I think for somebody who's even seeing this and they're wanting to get in, I think my advice would just be work your butt off. Whether you're getting a no, whether you're getting work on those links, work on yourself, work until somebody sees you. And your day will come. It will come. You know, it will come on the days that you least expected. And I think you guys would even, vouch for me where that is concerned, that it just comes out of knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After getting the no's, after just like getting tired, after auditioning, getting on the top 10 of whatever and on the top 20, and then one day it's gonna be on some, there's a contract, you know. But it needs you to work, to keep working, and I think that's cool.
I think the greatest challenge as well, Luguti, with radio, you're gonna be in it for a very long time, you know. So when you're getting into it, you have to love it first.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, and you're chasing after the money, then the patient is going to die very quick, because it's going to take you some time, or you might even end up taking the wrong decisions to get you where you want to get. So you find that it would see, like for me, for example, I've always had to balance off. I used to do promotions a lot, which gave gap to my radio thing. I've had multiple jobs, something to be permanent, but I then look, I know they're going to take me away from my passion, and I'll drop them. I'll be like, no, okay, no, I'll stick with what I have, because I know I work this time, and then I'll corporate, and then I incorporate radio somehow. So it's all about the planning, because once you stop, then it's dead, you know? Because if you don't do it yourself, nobody's going to do it for you.
But don't forget, fake it till you make it.
Oh, I disagree.
Fake it. Listen, fake it.
Fake it
till you make it, because that is what's going to bring you to the top. It'll keep the momentum, because you think you're at the stardom. Yeah, you're going to make it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Let's say we did it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
I think that works for different people.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, if you can fake it, then you'll make it. If you're consistent with faking it.
Just be consistent. Whatever process we end up, just be consistent.
So if you're good at faking, just be consistent with your faking. You will definitely make it. Kulega. I know. We fake it. We'll be consistent.
Speaking about making it,
yeah.
I'd love to know, starting with Lwandle, then we can go to Nguli and then Hamza.
Finally!
What is your picture of making it? What are some of your career aspirations? We know that you've just made it into Gagasi, and I'm sure, because you're super aspirational, I know that this cannot be the final picture for Lwandle.
Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning. This, my career has just started. This is not the end. It's just, this is the peak of my career. And I believe Ubuntu. My career aspiration is mainly Ubuntu, to get where I want to get to and be the best version of myself. And I don't want to be anybody. I just want to be the best of Ubuntu and live that for my daughter. I'm a mother of an 8-year-old. Beautiful 8-year-old who's very inquisitive. So I make sure, Wutsi, whatever I aspire in life, I aspire my life to be who I want to be. Not to be anybody else, because this is my life, this is my story, and I'm writing it for myself. And I want it for another person to read through it, but not to live like how I lived it. This is just my guideline for you as a person who's watching this. So my career aspiration is to be the best version of myself, for you to become better at yourself as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now I want a kid.
I thought you said you don't have any. I thought you said you don't have any.
That is so beautiful. You're inspiring me here.
I'm honored.
So, sorry, next. Can we just repeat the question?
What is your career aspiration?
Career aspirations. Well, radio is the love of my life. It's literally my first love. Theater is also something that I'm looking to go back into. So I'd love to do acting, theater mainly. But I think with all the career aspirations that are to come, I think if I go to bed every day and I'm like happy, satisfied, serene, I think that would be the goal, and that's where I'm at right now. Yes, I've got so many things that I still want to do. I still want to go overseas in the next couple of 10 years or so. I have so many things that I want to do, but I've learned that God does things for you His way, you know, and His way is always better. But in terms of just aspirations, I think I want to be happy. If I'm the happiest person doing whatever I'm doing, I think that for me would be me being very successful. No matter what happens, no matter where I get, no matter who I become, no matter what I achieve, no matter how many people are clapping for me, I think if I go to bed at night and I am happy with what I've done, and I feel that, yeah, I've used up my talents. Some I won't talk about. I have special talents.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
but I think, I think my happiness would be if I'm at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well put. Malingani.
Malingani. By the way, that's
so,
a term.
So with me, I think first is to master my craft. I think what's ideal, he used to be on Metro FM. And I looked up to him a lot, and so on DMs and stuff on Instagram. I would speak to him every now and then. So in that issue, what's it? You know that you've mastered your craft if your eyes take snapshots of your surroundings and you turn it into content and then you give it personality, your personal personality to it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I took that to say then there's a lot of work that I needed to do because, I mean, I believe that we all, you know, were blessed with the talent. You just need to find your talent, you know, and you have to master that skill and then, you know, serve it, and ultimately it becomes a business. That's just one platform of what I want to do and then master that from what I'm just saying. But then behind or outside the mic, I would then want to do something that's going to help a lot of people. You know, could either be young upcoming people or just social issues. I want to use my talent so I can be able to help a lot of people.
That's so powerful.
Beautiful.
So y'all are not just pretty faces. Amazing. Starting with Lwandle one more time before we close. Yeah. May you please let our listeners, our audience, our readers know where they can find you on social media, please.
Okay, listen, y'all. I'm joking. You can find me on Instagram. I am Real Lwandle Masoga. On Twitter, I am Ulwa Masoga. Facebook. Ngabuya. After 10 years of being off Facebook, so you'll find me on Facebook as Lwandle Masoga. I'm not very, very active kakhulu on Instagram, but I mean on Facebook rather, sorry. But Instagram, that's where you'll catch me. And should you want to speak to me about anything, radio, anything about media, journalism, sorry, you can always, my DMs are open. Do not DM me about taking me out on a date.
No. Coffee dates.
Yeah, for the next year, guys. But yeah, man, you can find me on those socials. Instagram, Ulwa Masoga. Twitter, Lwandle Masoga. Instagram, Twitter, Ulwa Masoga. Fit Instagram, Real Lwandle Masoga. Shout out.
Oh,
yeah. At Nkuli underscore Mbata on Instagram. So my Nkuli is Nkulie.
Yes.
It's double E, Nkuli. And then I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Speaking of coming back to Facebook, it's the Gakasi FM business.
Hey,
they were like, hey, we can't see you on Facebook. We want you on Facebook. So, yeah, we're back on Facebook. I've got a page there as well that I just opened. Please like it. And, yeah, let's talk. Let's love one another. Let's do this life thing.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. On my socials, it's Hamza on Instagram, Hamza underscore. So Hamza, it's Hamzawa, and then underscore officials on the S, that's Instagram. And then on Facebook, I'm Hamza Lutun. That's my personal Facebook page. And then the show page is the sum up. Yeah, you're going to see all the content that's coming out for the weekend. And catch me 10 to 1 a.m. Sundays. Big ups.
yeah. So thank you so much. We're definitely going to give you that space to promote your show as well after this. But thank you so much, Lwandle. Thank you, Hamza. Thank you, Nkuli, for making it today and just sharing your great personalities with us at Deeply Rooted Sabong.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And that's a wrap.
Thank you.
It's a wrap. Yeah. It's a wrap, y'all.
For the individual promos for the show, do you want them sitting just